This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in the NBA. Coming up on this week's program, we have Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock back on the program. They are the host of the New Atlanta podcast. The podcast showcases the city of Atlanta in areas such as arts, culture, sports, and entertainment. On the program, we discuss the Hawks' playoff run, the Eastern Conference Finals, the city of Atlanta, and so much more. That's coming up on this week's program. But first, let's get to the top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the future of the NBA, or should I say the future is now, Trae Young and Devin Booker. I'm going to start off with Trae. Trae has been outstanding in 2021 NBA playoffs. He made his mark in the five-game series against the New York Knicks. He made his mark in the second round series against the Philadelphia 76ers. And so far, he's had an outstanding presence in this series against the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, granted, in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Bucks, Trae Young was sensational. He had a double-double with 48 points and 11 assists. However, in game two of the series, he struggled only with 15 points. But that's neither here nor there. Trae Young represents the future of the NBA. And Trae Young, with his amazing shooting and his leadership skills and just having that bounce-back mentality, Trae Young is somebody that is going to be – he's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents that we're all going to be hopefully, you know, in God's will be privileged to see within the next 10 to 15 years. Trae Young is a remarkable player. He fits in well with the Atlanta Hawks, with the city of Atlanta. I mean, the chemistry is so strong with Trae, and the future is really bright for him. And another gentleman that represents the future of the NBA is Devin Booker. Man, Devin Booker, again, similar to Trae Young, has been outstanding during these NBA playoffs. In the first round series against the Denver Nuggets, outstanding. Excuse me, I just had a sinus drift for a moment. But anyway, in the playoff series that he had was outstanding. Going a distance, against the Los Angeles Lakers, beating the defending champion Lakers. And then he was outstanding in the second round series against the Denver Nuggets. And then so far, what he's done against the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, granted, he suffered a broken nose in game two of the series, but I think Devin is going to adjust, and I think Devin is going to handle his business and do his part. In game one of the Western Conference Finals series, he had a triple-double with 40 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. And then in game two of the series, he had 20 points. Of course, this was the DeAndre Ayton game where, the last-second shot, the last-second dunk, we know how that ended. But he also suffered a broken nose in this game. Now, you know, game three had a decent game, 15 points. The Suns would lose, but overall, the moral of the story is this. I think with what we're seeing here is two superstars that are right in front of us and that are going to dazzle the league and dazzle us fans for years to come, Trae Young and Devin Booker. I just can't wait, man. These guys have been outstanding, not just during this season, not just during these playoffs, but they're going to be outstanding for many, many years to come. All right, my next storyline is going to be Ime Udoka. Yeah, Ime Udoka became the new head coach of the Boston Celtics this week. And Boston, they're doing a reboot. This is a reboot. We know what happened with Danny Ainge no longer being in management with the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens no longer the head coach. He's been moved to a front office role, and Ime Udoka becomes the new head coach for the Boston Celtics. And Ime has an interesting track record as a coach. He was an assistant for 7 seasons with the San Antonio Spurs. He was an assistant for 1 year with the Philadelphia 76ers, and this past season he was an assistant for the Brooklyn Nets. So Ime brings a lot of experience to the Boston Celtics. I think he's somebody that they really need. You know, the Celtics, they've got two great young stars with Jason Tatum and also with Jaylen Brown. Of course, Kemba Walker was traded last week to the Oklahoma City Thunder. So they still have Evan Fournier. We don't know what's going to happen with him. He's a free agent. So, again, this is good. This is basically a reboot for the Boston Celtics after everything that has happened. You know, failing to get far in the playoffs this season and then in the bubble last year. So this is an overhaul. This is a reboot. And they believe that Ime Udoka can get the job done. And, again, congratulations to him. And hopefully he can bring back a winner with bring back some winning season, some winning days again for the Boston Celtics. They can move ahead in the playoffs. And, by the way, Ime won an NBA championship as an assistant with the San Antonio Spurs. And for my final storyline, Jason Kidd. Wow, you talk about a decorated career for Jason Kidd. He's a 10-time NBA All-Star, also a NBA co-rookie of the year, 2-time NBA a sportsmanship award winner, also a 5-time NBA assist leader, and also a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. And also he won an NBA championship in 2011 as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. He had 2 stints with the Mavericks as a player, and then he played with the Phoenix Suns. And, of course, we know about the years that he played with the New Jersey Nets alongside Kenyon Martin and also alongside Vince Carter and Richard Jefferson. And then he played 1 season with the New York Knicks. And in addition to being a player, he was also a coach of the Brooklyn Nets, coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. He was an assistant with the Los Angeles Lakers, of course, winning an NBA championship as an assistant. And he is now the head coach of the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Kidd is somebody that's going to take Luka Doncic to the next level. I love this move for Dallas. We've been hearing all the rumors lately about with Luka not happy that Donnie Nelson, who served in the Mavericks front office for 24 years, was the gentleman responsible for discovering Luka in Serbia and bringing him over to the United States. And, you know, there was a lot of friction between Luka and the front office. And I think with this Jason Kidd move, it brings a whole lot. It brings so much to the table because, number one, there's a coach that was a point guard. He knows the point guard position. Luka is a point guard. Luka is a superstar, and he's going to continue to soar to new heights. So I think if they want the future to be bright in Dallas, they got to have someone like Jason Kidd to foster a great talent like Luka Doncic. I stand correct. I said Luka is a Serbian. My apologies. Luka is from Slovenia. I apologize. So Donnie Nelson would make the trips to Slovenia to scout Luka Doncic. But at any rate, this is a great move for the Dallas Mavericks. They need somebody like this in a time where this offseason has just been marred with, you know, rumors of Luka not being happy, also marred by, what the future was going to hold for him. They said at this time he wouldn't sign the rookie extension. So all sorts of things going on. But one thing we know for sure is that Jason Kidd signing to become the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, this is going to be interesting. I think this could change the fate of how long Luka plans to stay with the Mavericks franchise. That takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll give you the current playoff league leaders and the playoff matchups in the NBA. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
The aesthetic could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
It's hard to tell which sites are safe and which are downright sketchy. But with Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security, it's easy. It protects all your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and even sends real-time alerts straight to your inbox or phone. Plus, you can always check in with the Panoramic Wi-Fi app. So the only surprises are that there are no surprises. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders in the NBA playoffs. Let's start off with points per game. Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks remains the league leader in points per game during the NBA playoffs. He averaged 35.7 points per game. Coming in at number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He averaged 34.3 points per game. KD, Kevin Durant, is third from the Brooklyn Nets. He averaged 34 points per game. Coming in at fourth is Donovan Mitchell from the Utah Jazz. He averaged 32 points per game. And then Jason Tatum is fifth from the Boston Celtics. He averaged 30 points per game. And then coming in at sixth is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. He also averaged 30 points per game. Next category that we have is rebounds per game. Currently, the league leader in rebounds per game will be coming up in just one moment. Okay, leading the league during the playoffs in rebounds per game is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He averaged 12 rebounds per game. Coming in at third is Clint Capella from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 11 rebounds a game. Coming in at fourth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Coming in at fifth is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. And then in fifth is Andre Drummond from the Los Angeles Lakers.
Truck drivers, it's time to step up and get rolling with T-Force Freight. Drive for a team that's respected everywhere. As a CDL driver in Port Allen, you'll earn $17.70 per hour. Take pride in your work. Join the team at T-Force Freight in an essential job that keeps our country moving. Apply now at upsjobs.com/Port Allen. That's upsjobs.com/Port Allen.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Next category that we have is assists per game. And I got to tell you, assists have been really hot during the playoffs. This has really been an outstanding category on all levels. Coming in at number one is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He averaged 11.8 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Luka Doncic with he averaged 10.3 assists per game. Coming in third is Damian Lillard. He averaged 10.2 assists per game. Coming in at number fourth is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He is averaging almost 10 assists per game. Coming in at fifth is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. And then in sixth is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. Next category that we have is steals per game. And again, steals have been an underrated category for much of the, not just really during the regular season, but really for much of the playoffs. But they've made a lot of strides. A lot of players have made strides in this category. And leading the league in steals is Kyle Anderson from the Memphis Grizzlies. He averaged 2.8 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming in third is James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. And fourth is Taj Gibson from the New York Knicks. Coming in fifth is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. And then in sixth is Nicholas Batum from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category that we have is blocks per game. And again, blocks per game has been sensational for a lot of the big men this year, not just with centers and forwards. They've really made the difference. Leading the postseason in blocks per game is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz, followed by number two is Daniel Gafford from the Washington Wizards, and third is Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks, and fourth is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics, and fifth is Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers, and sixth is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. Next category that we have is a free throw percentage. I got to tell you, free throws, again, during the regular season, you know, we kind of see where the stats line up in terms of free throw percentage, but you know, all in all, again, not a lot of games are played in the postseason. So just, you know, you may say, well, how did this person get 100%? And how did this person get such and such and such and such? But, hey, you know, it's the playoffs. Some guys play only four games. Some guys play only five games. But, hey, and some have played a little bit longer. But here are the stats for free throw percentage. Mike Conley from the Utah Jazz. Pat Connaughton from the Milwaukee Bucks. Derrick Rose from the New York Knicks. Lou Williams from the Atlanta Hawks, Dario Saric from the Phoenix Suns, and Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat. They all have shot 100% from the free throw line during the postseason. Yes, that is correct. They have all shot 100% from the free throw line during this postseason. So there you have it.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. Like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Now, the next category should be an interesting one. This is three-point percentage. Marc Gasol has led the entire league during the playoffs in three-point percentage. He shot 63% from the field. Next is Anfernee Simons from the Portland Trail Blazers. He shot 61% from three-point range. Number two is Ryu Hachimura from the Washington Wizards. He shot 60% from three-point range. Coming in fourth is Jeff Green from the Brooklyn Nets. In fifth is Seth Curry from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then in sixth is Terrence Mann from the Los Angeles Clippers. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Again, this is another awesome category right here where you have just some of the best in the NBA. Again, this was a fantastic year, and especially it's been fantastic during the postseason in three-point field goals made. So in leading in three-point field goals made is Damian Lillard. He's number one, followed by Donovan Mitchell coming in at number two. Then we have Luka Doncic is third, followed by Seth Curry is fourth. Tim Hardaway Jr. from the Dallas Mavericks is fifth, and then you have Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics. Next category that we have is a field goal percentage, and again, it's been amazing, so much offense that we've seen during the postseason this year, and it's been one of a kind. Daniel Gafford remains the leader in field goal percentage from the Washington Wizards. He shot 84% from the field. Coming in at number two is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. He shot 74% from the field. Coming in third is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. What a run he's had. He's shot 72% from the field so far in the playoffs. Coming in fourth is Robin Lopez from the Washington Wizards. In fifth is Derek Favors from the Utah Jazz. And then in sixth is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law and Order SVU streaming now.
And the last category that we have is minutes played, and Damian Lillard leads the postseason in minutes played, playing 41 minutes a game. Coming in at number two is Paul George from the Los Angeles Clippers, followed by third is Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies, and then we have Kevin Durant that's fourth, and then followed by Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns. He is fifth in minutes played during the postseason. So that's your current playoff league leaders and also the current playoff matchups that stands as this show is airing. Currently, the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks are tied at one game apiece in the Eastern Conference Finals. And as far as the Western Conference Finals is concerned, we currently have the Phoenix Suns lead 2-1 over the Los Angeles Clippers. So certainly it's going to be some long series, Eastern and Western Conference Finals. I can't wait. I expect both series to go 7. And those are your playoff league leaders and your current playoff matchups as we speak.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices, helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and 2.5 Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Speaking of the Clippers and Suns, when we come back from the break, I have an interview with Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, the host of the New Lanta podcast. We're going to talk about Trae Young, the Atlanta Hawks, and just some cool stuff that they have going on with them in New Lanta. But first, I want to play this audio clip courtesy of ESPN. This is DeAndre Ayton getting the game-winning dunk in Game 2 of the series against the Los Angeles Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. We'll be right back.
An easy inbound with that big body in front of you. Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Ayton puts it down! He puts it down!
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team,
or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. Like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll. At ADP, we understand the importance of building the right team and offer the data insights to help. Just as importantly, our AI technology helps you pay the team accurately. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies. Find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi Advanced Security protects your connected devices. Helps you avoid sketchy sites, and sends real-time alerts, so you're in the know. Learn more at cox.com/pano. Restrictions apply. Copyright 2020 Cox Communications, Inc. All rights reserved.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That time at the
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Last minute by Capella. Maybe not right there, but Embiid saw him in his peripheral vision. Made him shoot that shot a little hard.
2.5 to go. Long three on its way.
And Trae Young! Ice cold delivers a three. Harris quickly on the other end scores with a left hand. This crowd shocked as Young delivers a 29-footer. It's only the second made three for Trae Young here tonight. He's got 18 points, 22 years of age. Star is rising fast. In his first playoff, he gets stuck. He calls timeout. He's barking at John Collins. Atlanta will have one timeout left. And how about the guts for Trae Young to deliver this three here, Jimmy?
Well, always dangerous.
Hello? Hello?
On the first book? I got the book.
Oh, y'all heard that?
We did hear that. What's up, Trae?
What's up, y'all?
Not so much. Thank you for joining us. Let's go ahead and get started with the first question from Sarah.
I wanted to ask you about Kevin. Just how impressed were you with what he did tonight, and how much did he help you guys get this win and polish off this series?
Yeah, he was big tonight. Big, very big for us. And the guys out, Dre being out, Cam, Bogey being, kind of on one leg. I mean, he did a great job coming in and being aggressive. And it was great to see, and we needed all of it tonight.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on TNT, Turner Sports, and, of course, the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young. What a postseason he's had thus far as the Atlanta Hawks beat the Philadelphia 76ers in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals to play in the Eastern Conference Finals. And when I think of Atlanta, I want to bring these wonderful ladies back onto the program. They are the host of the New Lanta podcast, which is a podcast that's dedicating all things related to Atlanta culture. Let's welcome them back to the program. Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock. Ladies, welcome back.
Good morning. Sure.
Hello. How's everything going in the ATL?
Oh, you know, just
peachy. All right, awesome. Well, you know, awesome, awesome. Well, speaking of being peachy and being hot, you know, the Atlanta Hawks have been on a roll, and no one really expected this, especially during the when the trade deadline happened, when Lou Williams was brought back to Atlanta from Rajon Rondo. We'll get more into Lou in just one moment, but I want to start off with this great postseason run. Bonnie, I want to start off with you. Kevin Huerter. Kevin Huerter has really emerged as one of the big X factors with the Hawks in this playoff run. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Kevin and what he's done thus far.
Oh, man. I mean, without Huerter, we would have not been in the game for game seven, that's for sure. He definitely came in, showed out. There's so much I could say about Huerter because it's like I feel like he's one of our underrated players. Because we don't have Hunter in and Cam Reddish, it's like we have Huerter, and he came and really just finished the game for us. There were so many turnovers on Philadelphia. We should have been beating them by 20. But just with Herter's threes, I can't even remember his stats right now, but he really came and showed out. Like, that was the finisher for us.
Awesome. Well, Millie, I'll ask you the same question that I asked Bonnie. Well, give me your thoughts on Kevin and his play thus far during the playoffs.
I think the proof is just really in his stats. You know, over the postseason, he was averaging in the semifinals, he was averaging 10 points per game, 3.8 rebounds, and 1.9 assists. You know, that's really big and takes a lot of pressure off of Trae Young because you know that you can have somebody on the court who might be able to activate the offense, you know, and still be on the board. Just for an example, in game three versus Philly, when he only had 3 points and one assist, the Hawks lost that game 127 to 111. Compared to game seven, where they won 103, Kevin Huerter had 27 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. So he was really active. Like, it just goes to show that, you know, once that man heats up, and we could see that early on in the season, you know, before the playoffs, once this man heats up, it's only green lights from there.
Yeah, it's definitely been green light for him, especially in the series against Philadelphia. Kevin Huerter really stepped up his game.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
At ADP, we work with more than 860,000 companies worldwide. That gives us a pretty good idea of how to help businesses grow stronger. Whether it's through data insights that help you make informed decisions about building a team that works better as a team, or by keeping you ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else, like building that better team. Grow stronger with ADP. HR, talent, time, and payroll.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Speaking of being a green light, Bogdan Bogdanovic, he has really been on fire throughout this whole postseason, as recent as the series that wrapped up against the 76ers. Millie, I want to stay with you for a moment. I asked you last time we had you ladies on the program, and we talked about how important Bogdan has been to the game. Millie, just kind of give me your thoughts on how Bogdan has played during this postseason.
Yeah, I think that the best part about the Atlanta Hawks, which I think people kind of, you know, take for granted, is how many threats we have that can step out from the three-point line and really activate. Bogdan is one of those people. You know, I think he can bring the ball up. And, again, it's just about spreading the floor. That's why I think he is so important. You know, we don't just rely on one person to deliver points and deliver rebounds. Bogdan is another person that is kind of larger, so he brings a little bit more size for us on the outside. But I really like the way that he plays. I think that he's aggressive and, you know, sees the floor well.
All right, Bonnie, same question for you. Give me your thoughts on Bogdan thus far.
Just reiterate what Millie said. I think that he does allow us to have options. And, I mean, even in, I believe it was game four, he averaged like 22 points in that game. And that just shows you, like, he can shoot the ball. He can create a threat. He can spread the floor out. It does give us an option to pass in the ball if we need a three. You know, I think that he keeps the floor wide, and that's what you need when you have bigger players inside, especially if you have Embiid that's, like, going in all the time. Now you have Bogey that can kind of pull that out. So now we have a threat, whether it's three-pointers or in the paint.
Awesome. And, you know, speaking of contributing and giving points in the paint and also some solid shooting, Lou Williams, as I stated earlier before this interview began, and the last time I had you ladies on the program, Rajon Rondo and the Lou Williams trade was a little bit puzzling in the beginning, but right now it seems like both teams have benefited tremendously from this. Bonnie, I want to start with you. Lou Williams, he's back with the Atlanta Hawks. This is his second time with the team. What do you think his experience has meant to this team that is so young and just helping them to stay prepared during this playoff run?
Yeah, I believe he showed his experience. He shows what he can do, and he showed what kind of energy he brings in game five, where he kind of came in and, like, showed out, stepped up. He was like, this is how you guys operate in a playoff run. So this is what it looks like. And I think as soon as he came in, he gave a little spark. He gave an energy. One point they have him and Trey out there at the same time, and I really love that look too. Again, like I said before, Lou Williams trade for Rondo was probably the best thing the Hawks could have done. He just knows exactly how to fit in, how to mesh, how to gel, and he stepped up when he needed to step up as a vet.
Awesome. So, Millie, same question for you. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Lou and his postseason play with the Hawks.
Sweet Lou has been one of my favorite off-the-bench players, like, for the past, like, 5 years. I really think any team that he goes to, he brings a lot of value to. Personally, I never really understood the trade in the beginning for Rajon Rondo to Atlanta Hawks. I thought that and Rajon Rondo was injured a lot. So imagine having a point guard that you want to have come off the bench to give Trae Young a break, and he can't even play. It kind of seemed like he was a wasted body. We have Lou Williams here, though, that does come in and can keep the floor moving. This man was averaging during the postseason 7.1 points per game. And, you know, that might not sound like a lot, but those are crucial points that we need when we're going on lulls, especially during the third quarter. That's when you can see Lou Williams, who really kind of comes in and keeps the energy up and keeps the team motivated. You know, he hits some crucial threes at points where it's like, dang, like, all seems lost. I remember, what was it, game four, and they were just down, and Lou Williams comes in, you know, they're down by more than 20, and Lou Williams comes in, and he's hitting crucial shots that just keep the team energized. So I feel like that's why he's so important. He also has been on other teams that have made it, not only past the conference finals, but to the finals. So he is a really great asset to have because he does have that, you know, veteran knowledge, like Bonnie said, but he also can attack and really jumpstart an offense.
Yeah, rightfully so. I think with him coming back, and like you ladies put so well, he really, his experience has really helped this so young team out thus far in this postseason play. And speaking of experience counts for a lot in Danilo Gallinari.
Now serving S27 at DMV window number 16.
Okay, Rose, we're second in line. Perfect, Rose. You remembered the birth certificate? Yes, and we have our electric bill. Excellent. We'll be Real ID ready in no time. Real ID ready to visit our grandson Ricky at Fort Bragg, then fly to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Pardon me, are you talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am.
Talk yourself into Real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
El nuevo crispy chicken sandwich de McDonald's es
crujiente, tiernito, jugoso.
Es pollo en la McDonald's, un mordisco y
wow.
Es el nuevo crispy chicken sandwich. Ordena por anticipado en el app de McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
En McDonald's participantes.
Get started for free on IBM Cloud. With an IBM Cloud account, get access to more than 40 always free products with no time limit. So you can experiment with some of our most popular offerings for as long as you'd like. Explore our free tier and create your free account today at ibm.biz/cloudfree.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
And he has shot the lights out in this playoff run thus far, especially in the series against Philadelphia. Bonnie, I want to start with you. Danilo has been in the league for a while now, and he's had some playoff experience under his belt, but this is about the furthest he has gone thus far in his NBA career in terms of playoff runs. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Danilo and what his contribution has been.
Well, you know, I'm a little indifferent about Gallinari. I will have to say that one thing about Gallinari is he's going to shoot that ball. If he makes it, if he misses it, he's going to shoot the ball, though. He's very resilient. That's one thing I will definitely give Gallinari. He's one of those players, like, you can, when he gets the ball, you can expect him to shoot it, even if he's not on that night. Saw in the last two games that they had, I was like, okay, Gallinari, maybe not so much shooting. And I see that he's also moving a little bit slower, but he was a very big asset in the paint, especially with Embiid for the 76ers. He did play very smart defense. He knows his role, which I think is extremely important on the Hawks team. If you just know what you're supposed to do and you stick to the assignment, he always gets the assignment right. When he does make a three, I think he always makes a three at the right time. You know, we always need those threes, especially just when you have Trey shooting it, you have Colin shooting it. It's like Gallinari kind of comes in and picks it up a little bit. I do want to see what he's going to do against the Milwaukee Bucks. Because, again, we have another big body coming in there, an athlete, a Greek, the Freak is coming in. So I want to see what that looks like with Clint Capella and Gallinari and just the movement of how the Hawks feel.
Awesome. Okay, well, Millie, this same question is for you. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Danilo and what his contribution has been so far.
Sure. I think that where do I start with this one? It's a little interesting to see because you can tell that he has been in the league for a while. I think that he does help as far as, like, being a big center, you know, and having that option to step out. He's great for rebounding and also giving John Collins, you know, a nice little breather or giving Clint Capella another body to go. He just adds to the height that our team kind of – I wouldn't say we lack height, but he is kind of a thicker body that we can't have down there. So I would say that as far as just being an asset to the team, especially going into the series with the Milwaukee Bucks against Brook Lopez, we're definitely going to need to see him step up a little bit more and be stronger from the paint, which is very possible from him. You know, when he's on, he's on. So, yeah, that's all I'm going to say about him.
All right, awesome. And speaking of being a force, and you mentioned his name, Millie, Clint Capella. And Clint Capella, I tell you what, he was definitely dominant in the first round series win against the New York Knicks, going up against Julius Randle. And then in the last series that the Hawks had against the Sixers in the seven-game series, him and Joel Embiid had fisticuffs and then some. But Clint proved to be a men amongst boys and handle his business, and currently being among the top five in the league during the postseason in total rebounds and also in block shots.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy mackinoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Walmart.com is launching deals for days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's deals for days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Millie, I'm going to start off with you. How important has Clint been in his playoff run for the Hawks?
Oh, my gosh. Instrumental. That's the word. He literally, you know, there was a lot of, you know, we could tell during the semifinals that Embiid was giving him some trouble, But he held his own. I mean, if we thought the John Collins and Trae Young connection was great, the Trae Young to Clint Capela connection, 5 stars. Please, sign me up. I love all of the oops, the fact that he is willing to put himself down there with 2 or 3 people on him and still go up for an oop and throw down a jam. Like, wow. It's called staying aggressive. You know, having 12.1 rebounds per game, that's not easy in the postseason. Going up against these seven-footers, that's not easy. So I really think that Clint Capela has really come into his own on our team. And, like, the fact that he has – someone like Trae Young, who is constantly looking for him, only helps him shine even more and shows his potential. He is very aggressive in the paint and on the boards, and that just helps out John Collins, too, because that has John Collins now has a person. If he gets swarmed by people, he has someone to dish it out to. Again, it seems like although our bigs are very tall, you know, they're all very athletic, which is even better because, you know, we're not having to worry about, you know, someone dragging but up the court. You know, they're all ready to go, and Clint Capela is one of those very athletic centers. So I'm really happy about that trade, and I knew that when he got there, as soon as he was ready to play, you know, things were going to change for the Atlanta Hawks. So, and here we are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Awesome. And Bonnie, same question for you. I know last time you were on the program, well, you and Millie were on the program, you spoke very highly of Clint Capela and what a difference he has made for the Hawks. Same question. Just kind of give me your thoughts on his contribution during this postseason.
You know, I like Clint Capela. I think he was a little intimidated at first with Embiid. There were some moments where I was like, okay, Clint, like, you know, just get in there, be strong. You know, a lot of times it's kind of like with Embiid, he's just a big guy. Just keep your hands up, you know, just give him a hand in the face. I think he did a very good job at rebounding, though. He did play very tough. Again, like Millie said, the duo with him and Trae, you start seeing that spark, and that's what kind of gives them a little life, you know, especially when they're doing it in Philadelphia. Like, Clint Capela for coming out and making sure he gets those rebounds and making sure that he is in the paint and just being a big body in the paint and being in Embiid's face. That's really what brought the Hawks out in terms of just being able to get those rebounds that the 76ers missed so that we can have another chance to score on the other end.
Awesome. And speaking of the late ladies, one of the names you mentioned is John Collins. What an interesting run he's had thus far. And John Collins, along with Trae Young and Clint Capela and that whole nucleus, along with Kevin Huerter, they've really been phenomenal during this playoff run thus far. John Collins has always kind of been looked at as the number two behind Trae Young. But John, in my opinion, he's really paid off big dividends in this playoff run for Atlanta. Bonnie, I want to start off with you. Just kind of give me your thoughts on John and what he's brought to the table so far.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chris Lee Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Save on your faves at Big Lots. As your one-stop shop for household essentials, Big Lots has everything you need to keep your home sparkling. And now you can find all your favorite P&G brands available every day. Shop today through July 4th, and you'll get a $10 Big Lots coupon on your receipt. Good on your next trip when you spend $30 on P&G products like Tide, Dawn, and Gain. This offer won't last long, so stop by Big Lots today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is 2 words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word, so you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dynamic design, signature styling, spirited performance, advanced technologies.
find it all and more in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC. And now you can buy new 2021 Buick Enclave models for $91.96 below MSRP. Or new 2021 Buick Envision models, now $34.77 below MSRP. So don't settle for anything less than absolute perfection in a new Buick from Jerry Lane Buick GMC in Baton Rouge. Experience the new Buick.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
You know, shout out to John Collins for wearing his T-shirt during that press conference, because I was like, wow, that's a bold move right there. He's just got the neck of Embiid from his Baptist collection. But I like John Collins' arrogance on the court. I think that that's what brings a little bit of attitude and edge, again, to Trey, him and Trey's duo. Collins is definitely proving himself to be the player that he's been telling people he is. You know, he shoots the three. I think in game five he shot the three that really kind of sparked the Hawks. Like, he shoots those threes and you're like, okay, now we're going to get going. Like, John Collins is also attacking the basket from the three-point line, not just in the paint. And so we're starting to see his athleticism really show up, and I'm excited to see what he's going to look like against coming up.
All right. Well, Millie, same question for you. Give me your thoughts on John and what he's brought to the table so far.
The Baptist, my boy. Oh, my God. I'm really a fan of John Collins. You know, this series, he averaged 13.9 points per game, 7.6 rebounds. I mean, come on. Like, it don't get much better than that. He was a force to be reckoned with on the boards. He played aggressive. You know, he kept his head in the game. One of my favorite moments from the series was when they were on the bench during a timeout and John Collins just tossed his towel up after a really great play. And, like, it's just, like, it's that type of energy that we need. Like, we need that, okay, I'm ready to get back in this game, and I don't care what happens. Like, it's the tenacity for me. The fact that, you know, he's got – last game he had 17 rebounds. In game seven he had 17 rebounds. That's huge. That is big numbers. And, like, I think, what is he, like a third-year rookie? So, you know, just, you know, having what happened last year go on and then now coming back to this year and being such a major force, like, we all knew that this is what John Collins is capable of. And I think that he's only going to go up from here because he is so young in the league. You know, Bonnie and I talked about this before. You know, that man puts on about 20 more pounds. You know, what y'all going to do then? He's strong. I mean, it's the boxing out. You know, I'm pretty sure it was game five against Joel Embiid. He boxed that man out so hard. He plays good defense. Like, he is actually – he's a two-way player. And, you know, that's not necessarily that common to see for a player his size. So I really, really, really enjoy John Collins, and Atlanta's going to do whatever they need to do to hold on to this John Collins and Trae Young connection, because it's looking good.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, it is looking good, Millie. And, you know, we have the future is now in the NBA. We have Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, Zion Williamson, and of course we have Trae Young.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
And in such a short amount of time, Trae Young has been phenomenal. This is only his third. He's only been in the league for 3 years, but in such a short amount of time, he has been so good. And they always say champions are made in the off season, not during the season. I want to start with you, Bonnie. We're watching history in the making with Trae Young, and the sky is definitely the limit for him because, and then I'll be quite honest with you, no one really expected Atlanta to get as far as the Eastern Conference Finals. But give me your thoughts on just – you're right. And Bonnie, I want to ask you, How important with Trae Young being the centerpiece of that team, what does he bring to the table besides his leadership skills and sharpshooting?
Gosh, what does he bring to the table? That is like a long list other than his ball handling skills that I think that Philadelphia was playing so tight on them, and you still were able to see that Trae could control the ball. He knows how to open the floor. He knows how to just demand the floor and make sure like everybody's in their rightful positions and set people up to be great. You know, he does set Collins up to do these alley hoops. He does the same with Clint Capella. He did the same with Herter in the last game. I mean, I'm looking at his stats right now. He had 21 points last game. The one before, he had 34 points. He even gets in there sometimes to get some rebounds. And so I think that he's a great all-around player. We're starting to really see him come into like that Mamba mentality that we like to talk about. I mean, Trae is not only just the icon in the face of Atlanta, but he is, like, when I see the term believe, like, Trae definitely gives you that belief. Like, you can believe in Atlanta. You can trust that Trae is going to bring us to the end, because that's what we want right now. And so he has great leadership skills. And I think everybody was saying, Doncic, Doncic, Doncic. But look at Trae. Trae is here. And I think Atlanta is very excited and very lucky to have Trae Young.
Most definitely. Again, it's always amazing when you have one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. And Trae Young is showing that. In Millie, you've raved so excitingly about Trae Young. Just kind of give me your take on Trae and just how important he is to that franchise.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making snack time delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items, up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Road trip season is here. Stay fueled through your entire journey with Dietz & Watson. And with the weekend just 4 days away, it's time to stock up on lunch before hitting the road. Enjoy on-the-go sandwiches with fresh sliced meats and cheeses in a variety of bold flavors. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Film 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com. Walmart.com is launching Deals for Days starting at 7 p.m. on June 20th with huge savings on the hottest items. Up to 40% off select tech, up to 50% off select toys, and up to 60% off summer fashion items. Get the deals while supplies last. That's Deals for Days starting June 20th at Walmart.com.
Millie, are you with us?
I'm Hello? Not sure
let me
what
see,
happened.
Let me ask you. No problem. Millie,
Hello?
Are you still with us? Yeah.
Yes. Can y'all
Millie,
hear me?
Are you with us? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, my call just dropped. Very awkward. Very awkward.
Okay, no problem.
My call dropped.
No problem. Well, okay, well, like I was asking Bonnie about the importance of Trae Young. Millie, I'll ask you the same question because I know you have raved about just Trae Young and his play and what he's brought to the table to the franchise. Just give me more in detail how you've your thoughts on Trae.
Yeah, I trade the gang all way, all that way, that way, period. Period. Like, honestly, I cannot stress enough how much I am not going to accept any more Trae Young slander. Like, leave that at home, because this man comes to play every game. You know, one thing about Trae Young is he gonna score that ball. And that's
That's that mama mentality that Bonnie was talking about earlier. It don't matter if they were – when they were down 20, Trey is still attacking at the basket. He is still putting up that teardrop of a floater, because that's exactly what you're going to have as soon as that thing makes it. Like, I've never seen a more consistent floater before. I think that, you know, Trey Young's size and is what kind of, like, makes him a unique player. You know, he's not the tallest one on the court, but that man is quick. Okay, he's going to come off the dribble, and he will shoot the ball. He is a force to be reckoned with. He's the one that you, when he comes down, you do not want to give him any room, but you can't crowd him because he's going to force a foul. So, and he's got, I think he's, like, what, number six in the league for most consistent free throw shooters? Are you kidding? Like, holy cow. Like, that's some of those some of these games have come down to literally free throws. And who is right there to deliver them? Trey Young. It's just, I honestly cannot stress enough how much growth we have seen from Trey Young from his first season to now. You're in your third season. You're already bringing a team that, is, like you said, Ed, nobody thought that the Hawks would go this far. You know, especially compared to last season, the season that we had. But I think just the will to want to win, you could see that. It's a gut check, and that's what he has every time. Like, he is ready to play, and he's all 29 points per game, averaging 29 points per game during this postseason. That's incredible numbers for a point guard. Age and just, you know, of his stature. And the fact that he averages that much and is still able to see the floor and share the wealth. Averaging 10 assists per game. Like, how are you already in double-doubles? Like, that's what you want to see out of a point guard. Yeah, we have Steph Curry who's hitting all these threes, and that's all well and good. But sometimes you got to be able to see the floor and say, hey, look, I can see that John Collins is making his way downtown, and I'm going to give it to him because I trust my players. Now, I will say, like, this is not slander. Sometimes I know Trey Young can be very, very aggressive, you know, and will just take any shot. And sometimes it's like, ooh, I don't know about all that. But I still think that having that aggressiveness coming from your point guard is what will lead your team to victory, because that's just an energy that others will pick up and be like, okay, well, if he's doing that, then I need to do something too.
Right. Right. And well, I have to think back off of what Mitchell said. Go ahead, Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Ahead, I mean, you know, oh, go ahead.
I was going to piggyback off of what Millie said, because I think especially this last game, this was like the last game where I was like, okay, Trey is shooting and he may not be hot, like, you know, but he kind of picked up that tenacity that Gallinari had, like, it's going to fall. And I think we saw that even at the beginning of the season, where it was just like, they just keep shooting. Like, we might not be getting the baskets now, but it's going to come to us. Third quarter, fourth quarter, it's going to come to us. They were down 26 at one point. And it was like the ball just will not go in. And they still ended up – they still kept shooting. And you saw that Trey kept shooting. And we saw this last time. And then they end up pulling out a win. So I think that Trey continues to lead that mentality of like, hey, it's cool. It's cool if the shots aren't falling now, but they're going to. Just keep shooting the ball, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, Trey Young is one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents, and everything that you ladies have said, man, Trey is really the heartbeat in that franchise, and like you also said, that he's averaging over 10 assists a game, so he's definitely sharing the wealth and getting all of his other players involved. So the Atlanta Hawks have definitely enjoyed this great playoff run thus far, and they're now in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, ladies, you got the new Lanta podcast covers anything and everything going on in the city of Atlanta. So we know the city of Atlanta really hasn't had a buzz like this NBA-wise in a long time. Millie, I'm going to start off with you. How has the city of Atlanta responded to the Hawks appearing in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, you know, that's funny that you asked that, because actually the other day, you know, I was at work and someone came in their Sam Smith jersey, you know, all hawked out, and I was like, hey, like, how are you feeling? And I can tell that it's almost like they feel like they're kind of walking in a little dreamland, you know, but waiting for the other shoe to drop. There is some anxiety when it comes to Atlanta and their sports teams making it to a championship. You know, there's that factor, like, oh, can we trust the Hawks again? Can we trust another Atlanta team to take us to the promised land and bring us a championship. You know, I think a lot of people are still very, very, very hurt by what happened in the Super Bowl against the Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. So I think there's just a little bit of fear, but I think everyone is still just as excited. I mean, I'm seeing more and more Hawks jerseys pop up than ever before. You know, I'm seeing people wear their Trae Young. I'm seeing people wearing their Kevin Huerter. But I do think that there is a little bit of fear that this is just maybe too good to be true. And to all y'all Atlanta Hawks fans who are, you know, diehard fans and just, you know, been here, been watching with your teams, been seeing them through the ups, the very, very lows and the mediums, you know, all you can do is just believe and just really keep showing up. Just like they're showing up, you got to keep showing up.
Bonnie, same question for you. How has the city of Atlanta responded to the Hawks being in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Man, the city of Atlanta is coming out and showing out. Like, they're very excited that now we have, like, a team to cheer for. The bars are full. The stadium is packed. I've seen so many jerseys. I myself went to go get me an MLK jersey. You know, I think that it's exciting for Atlanta. The city of Atlanta is already just dope, and we do dope things, so it's exciting to see us, you know, dominate in a sport finally. But I do think that we are traumatized by the Super Bowl. As Millie brings it up, I'm like, oh, my gosh, please just don't remind me, because I think that that's where that sometimes kicks in, where you're like, are the Hawks going to do it? Are they going to do it, or are they going to let me down? You know, and I think that some people even almost felt that in Game 6. When they lost, you're just like, oh, man, like, we have to go back to Philly and play. Like, are y'all going to do it? But I was very confident that they were. Again, our logo is Believe. You have to believe. At this point, I think that we need to just trust in Trae Young, trust in John Collins, that they're going to bring it all the way home. And one thing I will say just about the city of Atlanta is, like, we do rally together. We will come together, and we will cheer you on. Even if we know that we might be disappointed, but we also believe that we could win. And I think that that's what being an underdog, that's where you have to dig deep. And then, like, the whole city rallies behind you. And I think that Trae can feel that. I mean, I Trae the gang all day. And then we've got John Collins in there. We've got Huerter stepping up. You know, I think that the city just stands behind the Hawks right now.
And staying with just the city of Atlanta for a moment, the last time I had you ladies on the program, we talked about the celebrity presence in Atlanta. During the Hawks in the 76ers series, I saw a gentleman from the Migos named Quavo, who is like a diehard Hawks fan. How has Quavo and, of course, 2 Chainz and other Atlanta celebrities that are diehard Hawks fans, what are they doing to increase the popularity of the team, especially during this Hawks playoff run?
Well, I definitely want to say that, like, I was thinking about this in my car. The Migos dropped Culture 3 at the perfect time. And just having the Migos, that are just, like, a really dope trio, come out and coin the phrase Ice Trade the Gang and just make a song also just adds to the hype of going to an Atlanta Hawks game. I noticed as soon as the game was over at Game 7, they're playing Nuck If You Buck because they're getting ready for the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, having these celebrities, having just even music intertwined with athletics and things of that nature just adds to the fire of being attached to sports. It also adds to the camaraderie. Like, it does bring everybody together in sports and entertainment. It brings that companionship that Atlanta has. It brings the Atlanta feel. And now you have a whole album to listen to just to celebrate, again, the Hawks winning, and also to just kind of reflect on how dope Atlanta is in general with the culture that we have to offer.
All right, Millie, do you want to respond to that?
Oh, yeah. You know, right after the game, I was playing Nuts If You Buck. Okay? So, like, I'm ready. Like, I feel like it's the Trae Young and Quavo having a handshake for me. Like, it's just I don't know why. It's because
Quavo in the
sports
locker room
and music.
Too.
Right. It's because sports and music are just so intertwined, and that's what we're seeing. And first of all, sports, Black culture and music are so intertwined, and that's just what makes Atlanta the special place that it is. You can see it everywhere. Like, if I really love to see athletes and musicians
you know, coinciding like this, because you know what they say, like, every ball player want to be a rapper and every rapper want to be a ball player. So it's like, I really like it. It just makes sense to me, and it just makes our city that much more vibrant. So I want our celebrities to keep showing up, not just for the, like, it's awesome to see Quavo showing up for games that aren't, you know, that weren't like this right now. You know, building that fandom. Because now when you start seeing those celebrities come, it's almost like when you go to L.A., you know, the Lakers, they always have a celebrity there. There's always Jack Nicholson. There's always somebody there that makes those games like, oh, wow, this is even more fun to go to because I might get to meet them. Like, everyone just seems very much more approachable. And, like, you're just that much more connected. And now, like, our stadium and our arena has gone from being halfway full and clearing out by the third quarter to you're glued to your seat, or you're on your feet cheering. So I think that just this whole basketball season for the Hawks has really just ignited the passion that was already there for basketball in Atlanta. A lot of people consider, like, Atlanta to be a football town or baseball, but as we've seen, it's turning into a basketball city, and I'm here for it.
Awesome. And then that's the ladies Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock just giving us the 411 on what's going on in the city of Atlanta in the Atlanta Hawks playoff run as they are in the Eastern Conference Finals. Well, ladies, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody once again what the new Lancer podcast is all about.
All right. Well, I will go ahead and jump start it. So New Lanta is here to tell y'all what's going on in the city of Atlanta and give y'all, you know, an experience of Atlanta as well. We go to different events in the city. We'll pull up and interview your favorite artist, rapper, musician, anything like that. And we're here to put people on that might not get the shine that they deserve. So if you are an aspiring entrepreneur or you're an artist who just needs one more person to listen to your music, we are those ears for you. Feel free to message us at newlanta_ on Instagram or email us newlantallc@gmail.com, and we will get in touch with you to get an interview, get you some promo work, any of that.
Yep. Awesome. And Bonnie, anything else you want to add to that?
No, just reiterating what Millie said. We are here. We might even be talking to your favorite athlete. You know, we are the cuties of Cheese and Cocktails every Monday on New Lanta as well. You guys can tune in, check us out on IG Live. And, yeah, just make sure you follow New Lanta. Follow us on YouTube, like, subscribe, watch our videos. And if you are interested, at @NewLanta_ for an interview, for promo, for graphic design. We do so much.
Yeah. And just one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I had to include this. I'm sorry. We are doing a giveaway right now. Doing a giveaway right now on our page. In collaboration with Can I Kick It and Da Vinci Coloring, we're giving away a Can I Kick It t-shirt and an Air Jordan coloring book. If y'all know anything about coloring, it's a great form of stress relief, and this coloring book is so lit. The guys at Can I Kick It, shout out to them. They're a really dope collective, art collective, focusing on retro styles that are all about sneakers. So definitely check out our page and follow us at @NewLanta_ for a chance to win.
Awesome. That, man, coloring books are so awesome, man. It's great to hear right there. So one more time, ladies, where can they find New Lanta on social media? If you can also give the listeners out there just an update on where they can find the podcast and also the website. Let them know that as well.
Yes, it's at New Lanta, @NewLanta_. That is New Lanta on Instagram and our YouTube. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's QT, like the letters, QT and cocktails. And then our website is newlantadrip.com.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from them there, Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock from the New Lanta podcast. It's a cool website giving us the 411 and on great information on anything and everything surrounding the culture of the city of Atlanta, and also Atlanta Hawks fans as well, giving us on their thoughts on the Atlanta Hawks playoff run thus far. Ladies, thank you so much again, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
That time at the last minute by Capella. maybe not right there, but Embiid saw him in his peripheral vision, made him shoot that shot a little hard.
2.5 to go, long three on its way. And Trae Young, ice cold, delivers a three.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Bonnie Banks and Millie Rock, the host of the New Lancer podcast, giving us the 411 on what's currently happening with the Atlanta Hawks. And of course, check out the New Lancer podcast, showcasing the city of Atlanta in so many different areas, whether it be arts, culture, sports, and entertainment. It got you covered. Check them out on the various social media platforms. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson, and until next week, so long, everyone.